10-8 DVF. Yeah, I know the 991A was the first radio that I wanted before I think I even had tech. I was like, I'm going to get that radio, but I ended up with a 7300 instead, which I had zero complaints about that rig. Worked all 50 states with it, GX'd all over the world with it, and then, did what I usually do, got out of the hobby for a little bit and sold all my gear. So, my criteria now for a radio, it's got to be portable, it's got to be small, and it's got to be at least 25 watts. So the 891 kind of fits all of those criteria, and there's a company called Armlock that makes a steel cage for it that relocates everything on the back of it to the front of it, so you can drop it in a bag and you don't even have to take it out. So I'm leaning towards that. I don't really care to have a tuner. I'm a wire guy, so I think that's the route I'm going to take. I'm definitely going to put this 75 up for sale. I should be able to pull enough money out of this and all the accessories to pay for an 891. And then, you're left with everything else. Like, wire, I've got a ton of that. I just need to get a transformer, and then I need to get a battery. Other than that, I'm ready to go.